Ortez says he's thought about running for state office for many years, but didn't want to make that time commitment while still raising young children. Now his youngest child is a senior in high school.
Now's the time where I feel like I can go away to Juneau and serve in the legislature and not miss out on my family and my family obligations.
Ortez is not affiliated with any political party and says he believes partisan politics is getting in the way of progress at the national and state levels.
I hope to be a voice of, of mediation and a voice of truly representing the wishes of Southern Southeast Alaska, not a political party.
Economic development is a big priority for Ortez, and he says the state's responsibility for that issue is making sure the infrastructure is in place to let the economy flourish. He specifically mentions power needs and transportation.
You look at our ferry system here in Southeast Alaska, and I just think our state needs to recommit themselves to that system, because we're always going to be a community of based on different islands, and so in order for there to be commerce and for order there to be access to goods and services cheaply, we got to have a transportation system, and it's got to be based on the ferry. There's no other way about it.
The oil tax reform recently approved by the legislature continues to be a topic of debate, and an initiative to repeal that reform will be on the 2014 state ballot. Ortez says he believes that legislation rolled the taxes back too much, and he's happy Alaska voters will be able to choose whether to keep or reject that measure.
If they're supportive of it, and if they think that that's a good decision with their vote, and they voice that, well, then I can say, okay, I can get behind that. I'm just really gratified that we get to have a voice in that process, or at least a vote.
Ortez teaches economics, U.S. history, and debate at Ketchikan High School. He says he will not campaign until after the school year is done, and he's applied for a leave of absence for the start of next school year to continue campaigning. If elected, he says he may ask for an extension of that leave, or he could consider retiring. The incumbent, Peggy Wilson, has filed her paperwork to run for re-election. She'll face Ketchikan's Glenn Thompson in the Republican primary election next August. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.